second, number 10.
Zog the mission. Chomets shenoflo all of my poiles. Hareyu kemevuo. Chomets shenoflo all of my poiles. Hareyu kemevuo. Rosh na mission is azay vi chomets mevuo, like chomets that is burnt. רב שמעון בן גמליאל לא אומר, כל שאין הכלב יוכל לחפש אחו. כל שאין הכלב יוכל לחפש אחו. ואוס תעסקי מבואר, כל שאין הכלב יוכל לחפש אחו. סי, זה פירוש המשנה אצל הרמב״ם, סי דה תיסס יונטף, ובעצם זה מפורש רשי, ודפחס עמוד א', אבל זה לא מחלק, זה לא טו שיטס יו אין דסוגיה, תנקם עם רב שמעון בן גמליאל, Rav Shimon Gamliel is uptaching pshat in the Mishnah. When it's considered kemevuah, kol she'ein hakelev yochoy lechapes acho. We see later in the Gemara, it's shiur gimel tfochim. Gimel v'mashu, or gimel, shiur gimel tfochim. This is the shiur she'ein hakelev yochoy lechapes acho. Zog the Gemara. Omar Rav Chisde, v'tzorich she'yevatel belibo. We state in the Mishnah that it's okay, v'tzorich she'yevatel belibo. He has to do bitul. Now, Rashi states why he has to do bitul. Lama zen Rashi. Tzor sheyevatel beliboy, shemo yefakeach agal b'moyed, v'nimtzo oiver olof. As meduyek in Rashi hazeh, that when the gal fell on the chometz, you're not oiver b'liroye b'limotze. No, as a gzeire de rabbonon, shemo yefakeach agal, maybe we'll open the gal in Pesach, v'nimtzo oiver olof. So as mefurish in Rashi, that now you're not oiver. The gzeira is shema yefakeach hagal, and then you'll be over. But now you're not over. And as there is mefurish and Rashi and Bobi Metzia, they have it in the new Gemara that they printed us for us on the side. Hareyu kemevuah ve'in tzorich levaroi de'ein kan oid baliroi. It's mefurish and Rashi that kol zman the gal is on the chometz, you're not over baliroi balimotze. So what a tzor sheyevatel belibo? He had Rashi akasha. Why to mevatel? You're not over baliroi balimotze. And for Rashi HaTeretz, you have to mevatel, Shemo yefakeach agav. Rabbeinu Peretz, Rabbeinu Dovid, and Meiri, the Choylek and Rashi. And they say, even if the gal falls on the chometz, Yoyber bali roe bali motze. Why they have a gemara in the Eyamud Beis, Bal Yatmin. What is Bal Yatmin? You take chometz and you put two piles of stone on it. Is Bal Yatmin or not? So what is the difference if the gal fell and there's two piles of stones on it, or you put them? What is Bal Yatmin? A person has a storage 5 meters down. Except Sagantzazach, you go down and he covers it with stones. You're allowed to or not? Bal Yatmin. So what is the difference if the gal fell and it's a couple stones and a stick? Zog de Rabbeinu Peretz, Avada Yoiver Bali Roi Bali Motze, even if it's Tomun. When you're not over, he says, if a whole mountain fell on it, a whole big building, then there's no way to find it. 100 Sagantzazach. Das heißt mevuah. Aber das heißt nicht mevuah. Memele, you have to mevatel medoi reise. If you're not mevatel medoi reise, you're even bali roi bali motze, as edi choylek and Rashi. Now, so what is the pshat in this Mishneh? So it's like a tumah halchi. The Rabbeinu Dovid and the Meir Yilun pshat, doch mein de gemore. Vitzor she yevatel beliboi. If you're not mevatel beliboi, you're even bali roi bali motze, as edi Rabbeinu Dovid and Meir. Vitzor she yevatel beliboi. I suppose the Mishneh is coming to say. The Teretz is, we learn in that base, and it's not every yid makes bitul. But Chazal said in the Rabbanon, it's not enough to do bitul. You have to take it out of your house. It's not enough to do bitul. In the Rabbanon, you have to take it out of your house. It's not enough that you do bitul. You have to get rid of it. אף דם שטייט, את גימל תפוחים, אז נוח שע השם היו ולא אוכלי, חזר סלינה לארטו ביסוי מכן ביטול, כזו שע השם היו ולא אוכלי. אז אף דם שטייט, את היר, אז נוח שע השם היו ולא אוכלי. And here, מדי רבונון, אז גימל תפוחים, אז נוח שע השם היו ולא אוכלי. פוחים מגימל תפוחים, איזה חשש? יסם מגימל תפוחים, אז נוח שע. לא עשית פשט. זה צור שיבת אל בליבו, היא פשט מדי רייסה, און דם יאיבו בלי רואה. The Mishnah is talking under the Rabbonon. The whole Masach is the Rabbonon. Only the Apostle Boikim is a Chometz Avada is given Bitul. Now why you do a B'dikah? Shelo Yovei Lo'ochloi. Of them state in our Mishnah that Gimel Tfochim is enough Mitzad Shem Yovei Lo'ochloi. Rabbeinu Peretz goes also with that Shita. Just he puts a Knech. Avada the Mishnah read mid the Bitul. But the Mishnah left it to the Tana to Oisfil. A person will learn the Mishnah and he would... Avada the Mishnah read mid Bitul. Because on Bitul Yovei Bali Roya Bali Motze. So what is the pshat v'tzorch sheyavatel beliboy? Zog Rabbeinu Peretz, the Mishnah means like this. Al tzachan, sashen pshat. V'tzorch sheyavatel beliboy, every person by night he says, kol chamira v'chamira de'ike b'rshusi de'loi chazite lo'i ba'arte le'botel ve'efir ke'afra de'ar. Say that. When he finished to say that, he's not over b'liroi anymore on the chometz. So he has chometz, he's not over b'liroi. But with the Rabbonon, he has to get rid of it. He has a mapoilis. So now even with the Rabbonon, it's okay. Zog the Gemara, yeah, but he has to make a decision that he's not moving this pile over Pesach. If he's planning to move this pile over Pesach, so it's a problem that during Pesach he will come to eat it. So Tzor Shivata Beliboy means, he says, every bitul is bepe, there are bitulas nish bepe, Tzor Shiyachlit Beliboy she'ene mefana esagal. Tzor Shiyachlit Beliboy she'ene mefana esagal. So if we learn the sugi, we have two mahalchim out to learn the Gemara. Lefi Rashi, Tzor Shevata Beliboy, Gzeira the Rabbonon, Shema Yefakeach Esagal, Deval Yonad Oivu Bali Roya Bali Motze. Lefi the Rishonim, Avadam Tzor Shevata Beliboy, because you're Oivu Dei Raisa. Memele, you're Avata Beliboy, you're not Oivu Dei Raisa. Lefi Rabbeinu Peretz, even after the Bitul, Tzor Shevata Beliboy, Sheyachlit Beliboy, Sheyna Mefakeach Esagal, that he will not come to eat it, Sheyovi Baloch. Now we have a kasha, Lefi Rashi, Lemaise, the Rishonim, Obshlok Rashi. The Rishonim had a taina on Rashi. How Rashi could say that you're not over Bali Roy Bali Motze? Bali Atmin? Bali Atmin? What is the difference if he's Matmin or not? Bali Atmin? It's not Bali Atmin. Zogin al Rabbeinu Achroinim, Rishonim. Rashi learns what does Bali Atmin if a person goes and he makes it, he digs and he puts stones and he covers it even with piles and piles, that's his Bali Atmin. He's over. But if the mountain fell on it, the house fell on it, then it's not Bali Atmin. What is the difference? So the Lomdim say posh. It's the posh lechilik belomdim. The chilik is azay. The chilik is azay. When a person hides something under the ground, even if it's 100 meter stones on top of it, it's not considered he lost it. Okay, he's hiding it there. It's matzui. This is my machzan. This is my storage. This is my place I'm hiding. Person decides to hide somewhere. So he's not buried under something. He's hiding there. Abeluya Tsuya, something fell on him. Something fell on it. It's lost now. That if a person makes base or oitzor, he puts a lot of zachen in his house. So if he puts things, Abeluya Tsuya, he put things and then he realized that his chometz under it, he's not over bali roya bali motze. So let me learn the Gemara. So Tone Omar Abchizev etzor shivat lebeliba lefi Rashi tzakzei. Tone kam echasifa sakelev, shloi shatfochim. אמר לרב אחי ברי לרבי יסף לרב אשי אמר שמול כסופים אין להם שמיר לה בקרקע מי בינן שלי שתפוחים אלוהי because the dogs could open אמר לאוכל מי שמריך בינן שלי שתפוחים אוסם שמחסוי בעל מעינה ולא בינן שלי שם וכמה אמר רפא מרפא במס תפח so זוג לגמור you have to have שלי שתפוחים because the kelev smells so the kesef mishnah take a class so it means that you have to have a bit more from שלישה כתיל שלישה the dog smells or it means till שלישה by שלושה when the dog doesn't smell לשון הרמב״ם is, ואם יש עליו שלוש תפוחים, אין אויבה, אין הצורך. רבינו מנוח says, maybe שלוש ומשהו, בסדר. זה דקדוקים, חווי סניש. אבל why, what is the problem with שלוש תפוחים? Because the dog smells. So what if the dog smells? So Rashi ביוס says a little bit. למה זה רשי? משום ריחה, שהכלב מריחוי, ומחטטוי ומציאוי. The dog will smell it, and he will take it out. Again, the מזקס with Rashi בו מציאה, משום ריחה, שהכלב מריחוי, וחויפס אחרוב, והרי הוא מוציאוי, ונראה, and then people will see it. ונראה. ביוס רשי שטייט, שהכלב מריחוי, מחטטוי ומוציאוי. רשי במציא, next one more word. ונראה. And when the dog will take it out, we will see it. קלרדס פסמס, פשט. Herz Chaim gut. Hashem is Aleph in the Sfasenes. Klav the Sfasenes hazo. What is the pshat? A person has two tfachim. Why is not good? Because the dog will smell and he will take it out. So the pshat is, so does Hasnishkin covered? Because the dog could smell it and take it out, is he Hasnishkin covered? Oh no. Avada it's covered. It's a gzeira de rabbonon that the dog will take it out and then you'll be over bali roe bali motza. So nochamon, when you have two tfachim, the pshat is, see Hasnishkin covered because the dog could take it out, or see Has covered? No, it's like Zeir the Rabbana, they're doing Pesach. Loshen Rashi by Oth Mu Mashma, it's not covered. Loshen Rashi by Metzir Shtikim Mu Mashma, and then it'll be Venire. So that's the Shail. If while the dog eventually will take it out, so B'mele it's called now that it's not covered, Mira, oh no, now it's covered. No, it's like Zeir the Rabbana. Zog Tzfasemes a Nafkemina. Lomer has the first Nafkemina. Zog Terazay. What would be if a person has Chometz, and fell under the pile, only two tfachim, not three tfachim. Two tfachim. Fell under two tfachim. Now this person, two tfachim, he knows it's not right. He has an eitzah, he could add a tefach. He could add a tefach. There's two tfachim, he will add a tefach. Zog this Vesem Esazay. If two tfachim hasnishkin covered, if two tfachim hasnishkin covered, you're not allowed to add a tefach. Das is baliatmin. If you do it, das is baliatmin. You're not allowed to do it. But if two tfachim hasnivur, nor is a gzeira that the dog will open it in Pesach and make it ois mevur, I could take away the gzeira. If it's not considered mevur, so when I'm covering it, I'm doing it mevur. No, if you're doing it mevur, das is baliatmin. Doesn't help. But if the what? Firashi. The Firashi, we said if a person makes a Mishnah statement that hey, Bali Atmin, you're not allowed to hide it. So we said if I go and I put a pile of stones, I'm over Bali Roy. Because I hide it there. If it happened Me'elov, I'm not over. Now, two tfachim happened. This is the answer of the Shoinim. And Bara. That's the Teretz on Bali Atmin. Now, it's two tfachim, and I'm adding one. So this was Semis. If the pshat is that two is considered covered, it's a gzeira the rabbanon that the dog will take it out. No, I could take away the dog. I'll be stuck in gzeira. But look, the pshat is two is not covered, so I can add one. Das heißt, as if I'm hiding it. Zog this vasemes loshen tesis in the fchesel mudalef. The last tesis is mashma that two tfochim hasnishkin mevur lefirashi. The last tesis in fchesel mudalef. והוד המשהו כבר פולס דימה כלב יוכל לחפש אינו היא כמבור ואת גזי רשם הכלב יוציא אינו היא כמבור נוח הנפקי מינה נוח הנפקי מינה שאין הנפקי מינה what would be in a place that is no dogs there's no dogs לא יפלוג איך את און לא יפלוג סידון לא יפלוג זה כן בסדר אז סידון לא יפלוג בסדר ממבט על דייתי לא זאת דה לא יפלוג המינות Before they did loy plug, I mean, someone made up the loy plug, yeah? A second before the takon of the loy plug. What would be if there's no dogs? I in my house, I don't have dogs, now it's in my poilus. I have a closet, give me two tfachim. I have to move it or not. There's no dogs that will come and smell it and pace it. If you don't show him, who's not a problem here? Loy plug. But if you're Rashi, Ken Zayn, a place that a dog could take it, don't hate it, Mevur is burnt. Hashem said tashbisu. I want to explain. Hashem said tashbisu. Ois. So it's one way to burn it. It's one way to get rid of it. No one could find it. The dogs could find it. Say tashkin tashbisu. I thought I could hear the other side also. So I'll explain to you. I found the Mogen Avrom. And I'll explain to you. We I said this in Afkamina. The Mogen Avrom has a shayla. If you learn Perek Rishon, also you learn Perek Rishon, the Gemara says if a person has chometz, and there's a shayla if the dog will eat the chometz or not. Most of the person has chometz, he's misupik if he left chometz in his backyard. So the Gemara says if he's misupik, he doesn't have to check it. Why? Sopik if he left chometz or not. And even if he left chometz, maybe the dogs ate it already. Maybe the birds ate it. So b'chai gavna, sfek sfeker, you don't have to check. When there's a sopik, you don't have to check. I'm not going into the sugina. So in the Mogen Avrom, why do you have to check your chometz? Maybe the dog will take it out. Even if he will take it out, maybe he will eat it. The Gemara's statement is a maybe. Shame the Gemara and the Chumash, you don't have to check chametz. So maybe the dog will take it out. Not every, every chametz, all the chametz on the gimel tefachim already, the dog's clean. Sure, a dog will come, we'll take it out. No, and even on the tzaddik, we'll take it out, Efshir will eat it. Zog the Mogen Avron, and Tofla Med Gimel. You didn't chap. If you learn taket, his beram is in one word, but that's what he meant. In a half a word, Efshir. But that's what he means. Zog the Razer. If you learn taket like you are learning Gzeire de Rabbonon, about it now it's Mevur, Bepochus Misholosh. It's a Gzeire de Rabbonon. Factor are good, what is the Gzeire de Rabbonon? Maybe the dog will open it. But maybe even if it will open, maybe we'll eat. Why to make a Gzeire? It's only a maybe. Why to make a gzeira? Maybe we'll eat, and if we, maybe we'll find it. And if we'll find it, maybe we'll eat it. So chaval to make a gzeira. But if I'm learning pshat, that if the dog could take it out, it's not mevur, so now I have vaday chomet in my house. Maybe we'll eat it, maybe not, but I'm oivah baliroi. Even if he didn't take it out, I'm oivah baliroi balimotze. Zog the Mogen Avraham. If you're learning pshat, that the baliroi balimotze is if the dog will find it, and he will take it out, then I'm oivah. So you're right. If even if you will find it and you will take it out, maybe he will eat it. I'm telling you now, valets and chametz that could be found by a dog, they say this can be worse, Dr. Mogen Avraham. What? Chametz that could be found is not mevur. That's in the vault. This is not mevur. Chametz that could be found is not mevur. It's a poshut vault. So this is the second, as I'm saying, at least you see, stuck in dogs, maybe. But the shaila be yisoyder is it's a gzeira de rabbonon or it's bitzad atzma. Huh? No, I think kulach had a gzeira and chometz b'zmei kichshoshi rechoykim. It's not a kashin. Gzeira de rabbonon. Every vayt etzal we said shem yobi la'ochle. The whole thing is chometz on a sofik nizkeno. All of the things chometz is on sfeikis. But the shaila is if you ever take a isur or not. Unazin afkimina med rishonim say min eive bay is take. This is not going to forget. What a bill of marshal if a person forgot to do, didn't do bitu. And the mapoilis fell. Lefi Rashi, leave it. Mapoilis shel shalosh tfochim. Leave it. Why? Now you're not able to bali motza. You start to look for it, you'll have a problem. Zog der Rishonim, lefi Rabbeinu Peretz, you have to open it. Person has a mapoilis gimel tfochim and he forgot to do bitu l'ere Pesach. Now it's Pesach. Lefi Rashi, he doesn't not allowed to open it. Forget. Now it's good. Leave it. Lose it up. You start to chip it. Then you'll be able. When you take off, you start to peel off the mountain. You'll be able. But you're able to limotze. Masha'enge lefi the Rishonim. You're able to limotze now. You're able to limotze. And the fourth nafkemina is nochmal. So the first nafkemina we said is what a bile maishe if to add a tefach. That's vasemis. Second nafkemina we said in a mokim that there's no dogs. So we said it may be better. And a play, the Mogen Avraham's kasha that the Fir Rashi doesn't help because the pshat is ainik and mevur. And we said, "Stam enough, come in the Fir Rashi if it's shalosh tefachim bePesach you don't have to open it. If you did Rabbeinu Peretz, if you didn't do bittul, you have to open it." Can there noch enough come in? What if it's only two tefachim and it's Pesach? Not shalosh tefachim. Not falo levagal and it's two tefachim and we're holding in the middle of Pesach. That's a chaydut. Nofal Agal, two tfochim, middle Pesach. No bitu. Lefi Rashi, what to do now? A person is coming to ask you a shayla. I have a little pile, I measured it's two tfochim, it's chometz inside. To open it or not. If we learn that Lefi Rashi, poches misholish is not mevuor, you mechuyev to run to take it out. But if we learn like the Sfasemes, Lefi Tzal Sfasemes, it's mevuor. It's a gzeira that the dog will come. The vial is no dog. Forget about adding a tefach. Don't open it. Now you're not able to bali motze. Before Pesach, don't leave it. Maybe the dog will come. The vial is no dog. Bekitzer, achkira was, it's a gzeira de rabbonon. It's a gzeira de rabbonon. Because maybe the dog will come. Maybe the dog will come. Or the pshat, si heisnishkin mevur. While the dog could come, si heisnishkin ke mevur. It's not called close. Das ist das Sugi Be'etzim. We'll gehen weiter. I have a klal, alemol, in Shir. I never say something that I didn't think before Shir. But something is falling in my cup. So I didn't check it up. Adra, but the London will trach. We'll gehen weiter. Ich bin nicht misakev auf dem. I'm thinking now, Tirke de Advorim, ich weiß nicht klar, aber dachte ich, es ist eine schöne Reihe, die Scheile, für die Gseir der Rabbonen, als sie heißt sich kein Mewur. Ja, das ist doch was Emes. Wenn es was Emes, stell der Kasche, bei das Rashi. Der Bescheid ist, sie heißt sich kein Mewur, because the dog was a Gseir der Rabbonen. Ich hoffe, es ist ein Stück lang Gosche, also ich hoffe, das ist eine schöne Reihe. Sag noch einmal, I didn't take it over, aber Adrabe. Die Gemara bringt eine Reihe, die gab ich so viel, in einem Schmier, in einem Bekarka. Gemara says, you see money, you have to cover the money or not? So Gemara, no, here the comments, the dog could smell. Ksofim, the dog doesn't smell money. Verstehe nicht, if it's a gzeire de Rabbonon, maybe in chometz, the one machmir, schchash, baliro? The gabi chiyuv shoymer, the zelbe gzeire? Can't say yet. But what was the zustel? Baliro, like you ask, a weites fakes. It's such a weites sofik, maybe we'll take it out, maybe we'll eat it. Baliro, we see, chachon, digas chometz, ala sofik niskeno. אבל לגבי כסופים אין להם שמירה לה בקרקע, it's enough. If the pshat is, not a gzere. Does heisnishkin to close chomets. A place that things can open, see heisnishkin famach. So also לגבי שמירה, see heisnishkin famach. אבל if it's a vada famach, no, זו חשש לרבונו, that the person will be nichshol in Pesach. A takone de רבונו. מי כן מדמה זה אין ידע, takone de רבונו. לגבי חושן משפוט, לגבי אורחיים. We learn everyone that starts psochim knows the gemara. You have to check in the martev because maybe the shamish in the middle of the meal went down with a sandwich and maybe he forgot it. And there's like the mesivas and the mekorchaim. It's a vayta sofik. Maybe he went with a sandwich. Maybe he forgot it. Maybe. But if digas chometz chazal on attacking for fakes, 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 fakes. It doesn't digas chometz. You check any place and maybe it's chometz. So what's the pshushdel? So ore. I'm not sure it's a strong kash. Let me go weiter. Zog the mishnah. האויכל תרומס חומץ בפסח בשגג משלם קרן וחימש במזיד פוטו מתשלומים ומדמי עצים. סמנת מאג. למייס דו למייס הזה רבי סיינו ומייסד עד למייס אין שס בבלי דסוגי פון תשלומי תרומה איזה פסוחים. אז וואל מותייסס אין כסוב אסטפלמד אין הסוגי אין גיטי נונדלד ובעצם דמוקים אין גן שס בבלי דסוגי פון תשלומי תרומה איזה פסוחים דף למד בייס. זה זוויזן רבי סיינו לאין דסוגי דו. סלום מגן כסיידה. The halacha is like this. If a person eats trume, b'shoigeg, he doesn't know that it's trume, he's meshalem keren v'choymesh, keren to the koyen, choymesh to every koyen, and he has to pay it not with money, he has to pay it with peres. And these peres become kodesh. There's three halachas. If he eats b'shoigeg, he has to pay back to the koyen peres and choymesh, he has to pay it back with peres, and it becomes kodesh. If he eats b'mezid, the truma, he doesn't have to pay choymesh. If he rashi, he doesn't have to pay peres, he only has to pay money. Forget about chometz, normal truma. He has to pay back money. B'mezid, he has to pay only money. B'keren. Nochmal, if he eats b'shoigeg truma, nisht chometz. If he eats b'shoigeg truma, if he rashi, he pays keren v'choymesh, he pays it with peres, and they become kodesh. If he eats b'mezid l'firashi, he doesn't pay choymesh, he pays keren, and he doesn't have to pay it with peres. Shita sarambam, the pashtas, on Chaim Kanievsky's ma'alach, but b'pashtas shita sarambam, as b'mezid, you also pay keren, you don't pay choymesh, but you have to pay it with peres. They don't become kodesh, but you have to pay it with peres. So nochmal, l'firashi is poshet, b'shoigeg is peres, Kodesh and Choymesh, b'mezid, it's Keren, Moes, and for sure not Kodesh, and if you're the Rambam, b'mezid is also Peres, just they don't become Kodesh. Keren and don't become Kodesh. So let me down to feed them the Mishnah. Ha'oichel trumas chometz b'pesach b'shoigeg, mishalem Keren v'choymesh, b'mezid, potu mitashlum midmei etzi. Zot Rashi. B'shoigeg sheshogeg b'trumo, ve'afilu hizid b'chometz. Rashi lekzach tzu two words, ve'afilu hizid b'chometz, v'negea later, Rashi means even that you could say maybe he's a ptur of kimle with the rabbi minay. He's amazing. Chai v'krisas, chai v'misas beizdin. Rashi says, I feel that he's amazing than the chometz. I feel that he's not potuf and tashlum et trume. We'll see later why. Meshalem keren v'choymesh. Ve'af al gav dolaya v'shav emide. The chometz v'pesach osur ba'anoe. Mi hu shoygig de trume d'chsibu v'chamishosu yosef olo v'nosa l'koyen dovar roi li eskoydush. She'enu yochel eshalem le'moyes. You have to give peres, zogt Rashi. Because you have to give peres, you could say, "Atashlumim nasim truma kedelekamon." ומילא זוג רשי, because of the פרס become קודש, לאו לפי דומי משלם, אלא לפי מידו משלם. הילגח לאו בסר דומי מזלין. זוג רשי, you write that the תרומס חומץ בפסח is worth nothing, אבל ולן שוי, you pay פרס, you don't pay money, so you could say לפי מידו משלם. If you pay money, you can't say לפי מידו משלם. But if you pay פרס, you could say לפי מידו משלם. אלא you write that the חומץ is worth nothing, אבל לפי מידו משלם. This is the רשי. So the Welt stellt the order. To who you pay back the truma. Normally, tashlumi truma, you pay back to the kohen. Here, if it's Yisur HaNoe, Rashi said in Daf Vav Amud Beis, that chometz bePesach is einu shaloi. So HaKosum said, it's not his. If it's not his, it's not worth money, so maybe you don't have to pay him back. Yisur HaNoe is not a baili money, so the kohen doesn't own it. So why to pay back to the kohen? Why to pay back to the kohen? He doesn't own it. And even if Yisur HaNoe is Shaloi, but it's not worth nothing for him. He was not nizik from it. So Anu Zogun, Eina Chanam, you don't pay it back to this Koyan. You pay it back to Shevet HaKoyanim. He's not the Bailim Taki to get it back. He's Taki not the Bailim to get it back. It's a Doichak. It's a Doichak. The Mishnah here, it's Mashma, Oichel, Trumas, Chomas, B'Pesach, Meshalem, Kerem, V'Choyim, Mesh, like everyone. Like every Shogun. B'Mezi Taki, Sin, Shtok, in Parsha. B'shogeg is a parsha. You can't say it's muchach. You could learn taki like a lot of Rabbi Yisrael HaAchronim learned that if you eat trumas chomes b'shogeg, avada you don't have to pay back that coin. It is not a bailim. You just have to pay back boy from Kloni. Abba kenzai. Ahore. So Rashi writes b'meizit sheheizit b'truma afilu shogeg b'chomes. Potom el atashlumi. Umidmei eitzim. So Rashi says im trumet mei ei meshan lo idmei eitzim. Shoyser ruy lehesek tachas tafshiloi. משום דתרומס מייזיד אין בחוימש ואין תשלומר לכפורו. לאט תזיד אל השני שרשי. אין בחוימש ואין תשלומר לכפורו ואין נעס עם תרומה. לגבי חוימש בשגוג הקסים. אבל מייזיד אינו אלו כשאר גזלן באלמה. הוא משלם מועס ולפי דומים ולא לפי מידה. חוימש זה פסח לאבר דומים הוא דאוסר בענוי ואף לעסק לאה וחוזר לי ולעמיד העסק. So Rashi b'meizid, you don't pay lefi mido, you pay lefi domim. And while it's worth nothing, b'meile has nothing what to pay back. As mashma in Rashi, lo yitzu obi lefi mido and meizid also, so about in meizid also you can pay the mido. Aber while in meizid you don't pay peiris, you pay money, and it's worth nothing. So b'meile, you ain't a chanasi, b'meile you pay lefi domim, it's worth nothing, b'meile, b'meizid you pay nothing. That's the Rashi. So it's a kleine horedo, it's a kleine horedo, לפי שיטה סרמבם, עושה לי רב כיווי הגר, הוא במעריך אף את הנהם שלך סוגיה. לפי דה רמבם, that במייזיד you pay payers, so if you pay payers, you pay לפי מידו. אז זה משמע עם רשי. The whole reason you don't say לפי מידו, רשי is מעמיד את סוגיה here לפי מידו. עושה לי את זה סופינג, את הגמור, את הגמור, אבל אני אמצא. אבל רשי is מעמיד על מישהו לפי מידו. אז רשי, בשויגג you pay לפי מידו, במילא, even if it's worth nothing, you pay לפי מידו. במייזיד, it's not, במייזיד you pay לפי דומים. במילא, it's worth nothing. אבל לפי דה רמבם, that Bemezid you also pay Peres, then don't become Kodesh, but you pay Peres, you could have said, even Bemezid, you pay Lefim Mida. And then it would be a Kasha, why you don't pay Taka Bemezid? Rashi himself tells on it. And Rashi is Maz, but Valet and Mezid is no Din Peres, Bemele is no Din Lefim Mida, it's only Lefim Dami. But Lu Yitzuyer, you pay Peres, you could say Lefim Mida. If you would pay Peres, you could say Lefim Mida, as it states in Rashi. So Lefim Ramam and Mezid, you pay Peres. If you pay Peres, say Lefim Mida. So what is the pshat in the Mishnah? Why you don't pay in the Sefer? Rashi explains you don't pay in the Sefer because it's worth nothing and you're paying lefi dami. But if you'd be paying lefi mida, you would have to pay. So we'll see the Rambam will have an andere pshat in Gansen in the Mishnah. The Rambam Taki will have an andere pshat in Gansen in the Mishnah. We'll see the Rambam Taki has an andere pshat in the Mishnah. But the Vav will go b'shitas Rashi to learn the Mishnah kipshuta. So let me learn the Mishnah lefi Rashi. האויכל תרומס חומץ בפסח בשוגג משלם קרן וחוימש לפי מידו, רשי is מעמיד הסוגי דבי לפי מידו, then the Gemara will answer, אנדרש במייזיד, במילא that you pay לפי דומים, because it's, you don't pay the payers, פוטו בתשלום מדמי עצים, it's worth nothing. זוג די Gemara, תנא נוסו. האויכל תרומה בשוגג, משלם קרן וחוימש, איך עוד האויכל, איך עוד השויסה, איך עוד הסך, זאת רשי שיחה כשתיה, איך עוד תרומת מאו, איך עוד תרומת האירו, משלם חוימש וחומשה דחומשה. Not only חוימש, even חומשה דחומשה. דהיינו, after you paid חוימש and someone went and ate that חוימש, you pay חוימש and the חוימש. זאת רשי אמרו בפרק בסרו השיחה כשתיה ושתיה בכלל אכילה ואוכי כסיל כי יאכל קדש בשגוגד אילו גזילו וישכיחו לנור אפילו בשגד אלא ידינו שיתרו אינו משלם חוימה של הקרן כשהמזיק חוימה דאמה לא ממר כי יאכל פרט למזיק וזה פשט עם בסרש זו כדי גמור איבו אלו כשהוא משלם לפי מידו משלם או לפי דומי משלם אתה מגיין דת הדסוגי איבו אלו כשהוא משלם לפי מידו משלם או לפי דומי משלם when he pays back he pays bepayers He ate a kilo, he pays back a kilo. Ate a pound, he pays back a pound. Thus it is shield that he has to pay back. Or he has to pay back if he demand that it's worth the Shavuos. Zog the Gemara hazeh. Kol eichad mikor shoveh arba zuze, velo basoif shaveh zuze. He ate a kilo that was worth four. Now the price went down. So if he gives back a kilo, he only paid what? Lo iti boyoloch devad eichad mikor mishaleh. He has to pay four, lefidomim, how much the value of the chefetz was before, the legoam he got it. If a person steals something that is worth 10, even if the price of that thing went down, Val Bishaz the Gnevet was worth 10, he has to pay now the price of that. So Val this kilo, Bishaz the Achila was worth 4, he has to pay 4. Maybe he has to pay 4. Kiti Boyaloch, the Mikore Shave Zuze, Vel Basoif Shave Arba. In the beginning it was worth 1, and now it's worth 4. My Lefimido Meshalem, the Omale Gurio Ochal, Gurio Meshalem. Val I ate one, Vemele I have to pay one. Vemele, even that now I'm paying a kilo, it will cost me four. Aber lefimido meshalem. Oidim lefidomi meshalem. Bezuza ochal, bezuza meshalem. Vemele, even if Nami that he ate a kilo, he will pay now a quarter of a kilo, because it's the same price. Now a quarter of a kilo costs so much. Nothing is suffering from the Gemara. So, Fam is in the Rashi. It's in the Rashi, a lot of the UK. So, what is the suffering of the Gemara? The Gemara says, this, if in the beginning it's worth four, now it's worth one, Avada, it's not enough to give that one, even though you're giving the same amount of kilos, the same amount of pounds, why it's not enough? Because Lemaisa, before it was worth four, and the Aloche Kolak Azloni Mishalim Kshesekzele, you have to pay back the Shavuos. You have to pay back the Shavuos. Kiti Boyaloch Zog, the Gemara Fakat. When before it was worth four, one, and now it's worth four, so as Gazlin, it's enough to pay one. You don't have to pay the same Chavuos, you pay cash. So maybe you will pay a quarter. Aber at the middle you will have to pay for. Nothing is suffered from the Gemara. Fregt Rab Kiva Eiger, Fregt Rab Kiva Eiger, a starke kash. Fregt Rab Kiva Eiger, a starke kash. Kiva Eiger, gil na shas, af no, three kashes, Fregt Rab Kiva Eiger. What the Gemara says? If mi kore shove arbo, ve ashto shove zuze, Even the Mandomar, if you meet the Mishalem, you can give one. You're right, you gave it the amount of kilos, you gave the amount of the how much it was, how much the amount was, but while the Shavuos it didn't pay, and Kol HaGazloni Mishalem Kishas HaGzeilo, it's like Legor HaMigazlin, Legor HaMigazlin. And while Legor HaMigazlin, but mainly you have to give four. While Legor HaMigazlin, you have to give four. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Frek Rab Kiva Eiger, is three Nefke Minas? Three starke nefkeminas, that's a hand good. Yes, the first nefkeminas, Zag Rab Kiva Eiger. What is the first nefkemina? Zag Rab Kiva Eiger has it. Zag Rab Kiva Eiger, will be the first nefkemina. Will be a nefkemina, mikorehi was shavi arba. Vahashto shavi zuz. The kilo was worth four, now the kilo is worth one. He gives back one. What are you saying? Abalagorami Gazlin? Gazlin has to give back the shavis. He also has to give back the shavis. So Rab Kiva Eiger, yeah, he will give back the Shavuos. But not the payers, but money. He ate 1 kilo, he gives back a kilo. And now Vazok tell Legorami Gazlin. So as Gazlin, he has to pay three more. But these three, he doesn't have to pay with payers. He could pay with money. As Legorami Gazlin. As how much kilos he ate with Trume? What? He paid back a kilo. So as the Tashlume Trume, he was Yoitze. Vazok tell about Legorami Gazlin. Say, Legor Migazlin, that three that I will pay with cash. If Lefidomim will Meshalem, if Tashlumi Trumi will be Lefidomim, so I have to pay the Shavuos back, I have to pay 4 kilos with Truma. If Lefidomim Meshalem, I have to pay 1 kilo. Vazogste, aber Legor Migazlin, you write the Legor Migazlin. Aber the Chelik from Legor Migazlin, this is Medin Tashlumi Gzele. As Tashlumi Gzele, I could give you one. I could give you money. No, Hanaf Kimina Zagdab Kiveiger. What does the Gemara? That it's not afkemina lefidomim lefimido if mikor shove arba ve'asher shove zuze. Because madava lefidomim, for sure you have to give 4 kilos. Al madava lefimido, even if you gave 1 kilo, but lego amigazlen, you have to give the shavius. So I'm giving a as gazlen, the coin could be moichel. What if the coin is moichel? So if a person eats the shlumi tumah, the coin can be moichel. But this is 1 kilo. But the rest as legot, so the man da'omah lefidomim, so the tashlumei truma is 4, so mainly he has to pay 4. But the man da'omah lefimido, he will pay 1, and the rest, the coin could be moichel. How much chaymish he has to give? How much chaymish he has to give? If lefidomim u'mishalem, so the 4 are considered, so he has to give a chaymish of 4. But if lefimido u'mishalem, so he has to give 1, he will have to give 1, and the chaymish will be a chaymish of 1. לא מזה נפקיבי גירין לבין, כי נגידו להשעסתו. קושלי, המקום גם נפקימינה. אם אין חייב רק מדין גזלן, יוכל לשלם חד גיורי בפרס, לא ציסילי כפורת. והשאר משלם במועס. One קשה. Second קשה. והכהן יוכל למחול. Third קשה. וגם החיים ישו רק מן חד גוריה. אבל לפי דומים, איף לפי דומים הוא משלם. צורך לשלם הדלת גוריה. וחיים יש מפרס, והכהן יוכל למחול. The Gemara said that an afkemina is only a fakir. If mikor shave zuze ve'ashta shave arba, so if you don't, you pay 1. And if you midor, you have to pay a whole kilo. For an afkemina is also a fakir. Mikor shave arba ve'ashta shave zuze, and if you don't, you have to pay 4. What's the Gemara? Even if you midor, you will not be yaitzer with 1 kilo because you have to pay the Shabbos of yesterday. But that's the Shabbos. The Shabbos I have to pay with payers, I have to pay with money. The Sfasemes lekts a chafurt kasha. Frag the Sfasemes, an afkemina, a koyen, a Yisrael that has truma. Most of how a Yisrael has truma, his mother is a daughter of a koyen. His mother married a Yisrael. And now her father died. So he yashins his mother. So he was yashin truma. And he ate the truma. Mikol shove arba v'ashto shove zuzah. So at tashlum etrumei, he has to pay. It doesn't make a difference that he was the owner. He has to pay it. So at tashlum etrumei, he has to pay it. But at gazlen, he's not gazlen himself. So mele here, he will take one sale and he will pay it back. He will pay one guri and he will pay it back. As legor mi gazlen, he doesn't have to pay himself. Nochmal, if tashlum etrumei mechayev for at domim u'mishalem, so even the person eats from his own trume, he has to pay. Dosi de halachah for tashlum etrumei. You have to pay back tashlum etrumei. But if the halacha of tashlumei truma is lefimido, no vos legor amigazlen, you mazik your friend, pay him midin ganev. Every ganev pays tishasek zeile. Here I'm not a ganev, I ate for myself. These are the 4 kashas. It's the mer kashas. What am I talking about these 4 kashas? Vos it atalas. Let me get this. Bel Shail is Be'etzim the Yesodis of the ganze Sugya. But let me help Sachon. The Chazon Ish in Kuf Chof Dalet, the Stipler brings it down very nicely though. Zog the Chazon Ish, he has a thesis, but first let me send the Chazon Ish also. Zog the Chazon Ish, ich bin choy lekef Rab Kivei Eger. What steht in the Gemara? That leman the Omar lefi mid, a person ate 1 kilo that was worth 4, and now it's worth 1. Zog the Gemara, leman the Omar lefi domim, he has to pay amount that is worth the value of 4, he has to pay back 4 kilos. He will pay back 1 kilo. So the Gemara, this is not an afkemina, because legor migazle, and even if lefimido mishalem, abravada, he has to pay 4 midin gazle, because the gazle every time has to pay the value of the shavius of the chavis from before. Yeah, but it's an afkemina. If he's paying midin tashlumei truma, he will pay 4 kilos. And if he pays midin gazle, he will pay 1 kilo and the rest money. Zog the Chazon Ish, no. When the Gemara says lo igora migazlem, the Gemara means that even the mado amal lefimido, if you ate a kilo that is worth 4 and now it's worth 1, not only you pay 1 midin tashlumei truma and you have to pay another 3 zuzim, 3 gurias, you have to pay them because azebi agazlem kol agazlonim shalom vishas agzeile. Nay, lo igora migazlem says that the tashlumei truma that you have to pay, you have to pay 4. The Legor Amigazlan says that the Tashlumei Truma that you have to pay 4. Why? I'll be Masber Ashtik of this Chazon Ish. It's a thesis Mefurish, but before we see the Rai. Zog Chazon Ish, the longest in the Gemara is Azay. The Gemara in the beginning was sure, I ate a kilo, I pay a kilo. Kidomim, how much it was worth, this is what I paid. So the Gemara, if it was worth 4, now it's worth 1. So lefi mida, but I'm paying a kilo, I'm done. Ma'amar lefi domim, I'm not done. So the Gemara, no. Even ma'amar lefi mida, aba legoa migazlin. So we understand legoa migazlin. But he's also a gazlin. If he's also a gazlin, so you're right that he paid a kilo. But every gazlin has to pay kishas akzele, he also has to pay kishas akzele. It's like the chazanish, no. Does not the longest of the Gemara. The longest of the Gemara is Herzach and good. What is the shlume trume? I have to repay back the trume. I have to repay back the trume, replace the trume. I have to pay back. How I replace back? So I want to explain. When I steal from you a shirt, I take your shirt. I have to replace back. I can give you back a shirt. Tell us in Ganav is, I pay you back the value. Why? When we say that I stole from you, we look at it, what I took from you. Money. Shavius. Mominus. I took you mominus. I have to pay you back mominus. I took you mominus. I have to pay you back mominus. How much it was worth when I took, how much mominus I took from you, that is the amount of mominus that I will pay you back. I took mominus, I will pay mominus. What I took, that's what I'm paying back. I took mominus, I have to pay back mominus. Now, in Truma was nischadash lefi mida umeshal. The Gemara understand. Vav, here Hashem didn't say to pay back cash. Hashem said to pay back fruit. So maybe Hashem just wants the amount of fruit. Amela, the Gemara had a tzad. Madama lefi domin. No, I repay. For sure I have to make Truma back in the world. And the same shavius that I took, I have to put back. I have to put that amount. No. If the price went down, lekule alma, you have to pay for the legora migazlin. What's main the gemara legora migazlin? Now, if you understand the legora migazlin, you're right that I'm replacing the truma. Aber ich bin eger da ganet. So pay 3, me din ganet. Like, if there's a lot of nefkeminis, why I'm paying the 3? Legora migazlin, zog the chazanish. Azavian Gazlin, you have to pay back the Shavius. This is the way to be maimid the Chayfetz. Avada on Avada. The way to be maimid back the Trume is only if I'm paying the Shavius and the Trume. Si heista shlume Trume. Loigora mi Gazlin doesn't mean I'm also a Ganev. Azavian Gazlin, vos heista shlume Gzele. To replace the Shavius of the Trume. Dos heista shlume Trume. To replace the Shavius of the Trume. This is legora migazlin. The mele here also, when I mikore shove arba, the hashta shove zuze, if I pay back a zuz, it's not considered I replaced the truma. The mele de legora migazlin, when I'm paying 4, all of the 4 I have to pay bepeiris. Not like the chazan Rabbi Kiva Eger, that I pay 1 bepeiris and the rest I'm paying the money. No, I will have to pay all of the 4 bepeiris. Does mean the Gemara loygora migazlin, not midin gazlin. Azevi in gazlin does haste leha midas achayfetz. To pay back the shavyas. Zog the Gemara leman, amal if mida says I also have to be mami the amount. Amal avada, the first thing is, I have to be mami the shavyas of Tumen. I have 2 dinim, I have to mami. One man the Omar holds, I only have to be mami the shavyas. I don't have to be mami the mida. Zog the tzvei dem amal if mida mishalem, I have to be mami the mida. Amal avada on avada, I have to be mami the shavyas eichet. Das mit dit das mit rumme. Wenn mele you have to pay it with payers. De koyen ken ich moy khazayn. De khoymesh is from 4. If you eat from yourself, you also have to pay. It's not a parsha of gaz. Zog de khazanish that it's a mefurish tasfas and git in daf nun dalad amudal. Mefurish tasfas and git in daf nun dalad amudal. Vo shteyt ob nun de gemor. Maybe ze machlek israshi in tasfas. But first, the Teisvus. The Gemara Zog, towards the end of the Amud, if a person ate Truma Tehoira, it's going to have to see the Gemara inside. A person ate Truma Tehoira. He ate Truma Tehoira. And he paid back with Chulim Tmei. He ate Truma Tehoira. And he paid back with Chulim Tmei. Ochal Truma Tehoira. And he paid back with chulin tmei. So what happens? In the minute that this chulin become trume, they become trume tmei. So a person eats a kilo trume tehoira. Lama zogin, it's worth 100 shekel. He takes chulin tehoirim, tmeim. Chulin tmei maybe cost more. But he's mafreshit tashlumi trume, Now he has a kilo of Trumat Meir. Trumat Meir is the only wood to burn under the, yes, wood maybe 5 shekel. So the person ate a kilo Trumat Lehoiro, and he paid back a chulin tmei. Zog the Gemara, tashlum of tashlumim. So Rashi says, why tashlum of tashlumim? The Trumat Lehoiro was worth 100 shekel, and he paid back chulin tmei, it became Trumat Meir now, besides the tashlumim, it's worth only 5 shekel. Zog the Rashi, in the bigger lines, and Gittin, v'shegek tashlum of tashlumim, in the bigger lines in the bottom of Rashi, second line, the ochal trum shegek lefi mina mishalem, v'lei lefi domim. B'meile, he paid back a kilo, wasn't enough kimina, that it's worth less. Hazeh zog the Rashi. Frek teisves, aber the Gemara said by us, loy gora migaslin. The Gemara said by us, loy gora migaslin. You're right that he paid a kilo, but if it was worth more before, he has to pay the amount that it was worth before. Tzach legor migazlin. Tzach legor migazlin. Azay frek teisus in Gittin. Zog teisus ateretz. He gave so much chulin tmeim, kilos and kilos and kilos, and when all of them became trumat meir, hundreds of kilos, it's worth like a kilo trumat meir. Azay zog teisus. לא יקמי שפירה שקונדרס זה כסוב הזה לפי מין המשלם, ואפילו אם תמצאים על לפי מין המשלם, למי פתרה להם כן ישלם שיהיו שובים לעסוק כשיעור תרומת האירו. So he says, maybe he has to pay that amount that so much, like let's say 100 kilos, that when 100 kilos become Trumat Meir, it's worth that money. So the Chazanish, if Rabbi Kiva Eger is right, it's not true. Only 1 kilo becomes truma, the rest stays chulin. So he has to pay a kilo and another pays 200 grams. It's already worth the money. Because chulin are worth every time more from truma. And Mashmahim tells us that he pays hundreds of kilos, and all of these kilos become trumat meir, till it's worth that amount if the kilo of the trumat meir. Not true, if in midah meshalem, only 1 kilo becomes truma. The rest you have to pay midin money. Zogt Rab Chazanish, shteido in the states with the loiki Rab Kiva Eger. That loigora migazlen doesn't mean that you have to pay it midin tashlum exele. The pshat is loigora migazlen, that money that you're paying becomes midin tashlum etrume. This is the amount that you have to pay. But mele Rab Kiva Eger is kasha, nishken kasha. Mele Rab Kiva Eger is kasha, nishken kasha. Azeh zog Rab Kiva Eger. Azeh zog the Chazanish. Tesis by us steht der Leuke. Tesis in Gittin steht der Leuke Rab Kiva Eger. Das Fasemes already is margish in this. Sog das Fasemes, aber in Rashi by us steht, also in Rab Kiva Eger. Lama zem gut der Rashi by us. Rashi dibur amasril iboyelu. Rashi amasril kol eichet im Ikore. Lama zem beide Rashi. Iboyelu. Kevin im Ikore. Kevin yabitrum bishrik yabit rachmona yashum beperes vulei moes kirsi vunosan lakoyenes hakoydesh. ומידו משלם ודומי משלם. בגזן וכולי נשאר גם מייזיד וכן מגזן תרומס מייזיד. לא יבואו לא נדקים ולא יקבל רחמנה תשלום דדאו יהודו אמר יושב לרבי יוסף אפילו שווה כסף אפילו סרובין ועד אלף ודומי משלם. זה תסס. Well, you couldn't pay even... If you would have to pay money, maybe money is also like payers, because with money you could buy payers. אבל well, you could pay even סרובין, so עבד אלף ודומי משלם. אבל בטורמה שגיבוי לאוי ויקפיד יותר לשלם פיירס, לפי מידו משלם ולפי דומי משלם. זה דרשי. כל אחד מי קורא כשאוכלו אבי שווה אבך גור ידע לזוזה, לא קודם רשי. והשתו שמקשלם שווה זוזה וסולו, היא לא מבוי לו. Here's the רשי. נהי נעמיד חפר להכיל אסטרומה, בתשלום מידו. נהי נעמיד חפר להכיל אסטרומה, בתשלום מידו. עבד את תשלום מידרומה, the כפורה was, לפי מידו הוא משלם. And if he ate one מידו, and if he paid back a מידו, is נסקפר לו. מי הוא ממוינה דקויין אוכלו, ולגוע משאר ממוינה דחולין, שהדיון עם גוי ממנו כשעס אגזילה, כי נסיב אשר גוזל, כמו אישה גוזל. זאת מספסם, אז דו שתי דזי דרב כבי איגר. דת איסקאפר לי במידו. In 1 kilo, he's going to the תשלומי תרומה. למען דו אמר לפי מידו. Just לגוע מאבי גזלן. אבי גזלן has to pay the money, so here also he has to pay 3 more מדין money. דוסי דפשט אל לגורה מגסלן. אז זאת רשי. בעצם, את דוסי דה רשי אין גיטין אוסו. תדילן לו לק טייסס אין גיטין. רשי אין גיטין said he only pays 1 kilo and he's going to the תשלומים. This is the Rashi and Gittin. Forget it, this is what I'm saying. So, the Chazanis is right, as we feel the Mahalach from Teisves, we have a Teretz, we have a plan of Rav Kiveiger's Kasha, that when the Gemara says the Gora Migazlen, she doesn't mean that if Mido, you will also pay the rest Midin Gazlen. The Gemara means that Alts Verzach Tashlum Etrume, the Gora Migazlen is an optage in the Gemara from Tashlum Etrume, that the Tashlum Etrume is the Gora Migazlen. Einer Genami, as I state in Teisus and Gittin, and if it is in Gittin, Rav Kiveiger's Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Aber Rashi by us. Rashi and Gittin is Mefurish, that the Gora Migazlen means the Tashlum Etrume. Kilo. Ay, Lemaise, Kola Gazlonim. They say, it's Kola Gazlonim, I have to pay you three. And that three, Taki, I don't have to pay you with payers. That three, Taki, I don't have to pay you with payers. I have to pay with money. And this is bad, it's like this type of the Rashi and Gittin. They didn't want to say like Taisus and Gittin. Taisus and Gittin asked the Kasha and Rashi. Tell us, Rashi and Gittin learns, and he has to pay only a kilo. I was with the Gzele. I say, go on me Gazlan? It's time to find a chetimtzes. Then he doesn't have to pay me in Gazlan. It's time to have different chetimtzes. But as the tashlum et rume, he has to pay one. So basically, this shaylet, we're starting to shtal, the chazanis shaylet, Rav Kiveiger is girech, or Rav Kiveiger is nish girech, it's basically l'chura machlekes Rashi and Teisus and Gittin. Rashi and Teisus and Gittin. So here we have basically, what we have to be masber is two zach. We have to learn that it was the Avona in Teisves. That's how we're saying the Avona Pshuto, like the Stipler explains it, the Chazanish explained it, that the ghetto for Legora Migazlan is that the Pshat, the Tashlumi Trume, I have to be Maimi the Tashlumi Trume. Zog the Gemara, Zevi in Gazlan, I have to be Maimi the Shavias. Here for sure also I have to be Maimi the Shavias. Rashi learns Nishtaze. Rashi learns Nishtaze. That I only have to be Lemandoma Lefi Domim, yeah, but Lemandoma Lefi Mido, I only have to be Maimi the Kilo. And thus I'm Yoitza Matashlum Etrum, and the rest I pay Midin Gazlan. Midin Gazlan, the Alma I pay. No, Avdemeo Taka, the four Kashas of Rav Kiveiger. The four Kashas of Rav Kiveiger. So, the Rashash comes to answer Rashi. And he comes to say, Chidushim Atzumim. I'm going to be in the Rashash. Chidushim Atzumim. Zog the Rashash. Even lemadoma lefidomim umeshalem, only 1 kilo becomes kaddish. Fakir, we were trying to say that even lemadoma lefidomim umeshalem belegora migazlen, all of the four become kaddish. This is Teisus and Gittin. The Rashash is coming to say punkapoyim that even lemadoma lefidomim umeshalem, even lemadoma lefidomim umeshalem, aber kaddish. Kodesh will only be one meter. The height. A person ate a kilo and he has to pay back. Mikor shove arba v'ashle shove zuza. So Gemara, my normal if he domi, he pays four. My normal if he mido, this was the suffix of the Gemara. The Gemara says, not legor amigazda. So we understand until now that my normal if he domi, avadi the whole four will become Kodesh. When I say, shit, klon up Kiveiger. Kiveiger was asking, what's been the zweite mandoma? We said, look, Teisus and Gittin said that even if you don't say mandoma, at legor amigazda, then all the four become Kodesh. The Rashash was not fakir. That even a madama lefidomim u'mishalem, only one becomes Kaddish. Master Hashem Morgan, we get a rhyme that's a tiff to the sweet.
It's fine, all right.